Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather across interior New York and New England. And after another clear and cold night, temperatures are starting off between 0 and 10 above in most locations. We will have a decent amount of sunshine during the day today, thanks to that high pressure center, although with a disturbance shearing off to our south in the mid-Atlantic region, some high to mid-level clouds could push into southern parts of New York and New England. Still, around the backside of that high, temperature should manage to get to and even above freezing this afternoon for the first time all week, with readings in the lower to mid-30s on average for afternoon highs. Another clear night tonight with readings back into the teens and more sunshine to start the weekend, with highs reaching into the upper 30s to around 40. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system developing off the central high plains and working its way toward the Great Lakes. Cold air in place late Saturday night and early Sunday morning will lead to precipitation mainly in the form of snow, which will accumulate up to about 1 to 3 inches on average across the area through sunrise on Sunday. Temperatures will then begin to warm, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, but even at the surface, and we'll begin to see a mixed variety of precipitation for the balance of the morning through lunchtime before all of the precipitation changes over to just plain cold rain as highs reach into the lower 40s. The exact amount of snow we get will be determined by how much cold air hangs on before the changeover. High temperatures early next week will stay right around 40 degrees on Monday with a few leftover rain and snow showers behind this system before dropping back into the 30s on Tuesday under mostly sunny skies. We'll then begin another warming trend as we head into the middle and latter portion of next week with highs back into the 40s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather will be quite active across a large part of the country for the end of the week going into the weekend. The primary focus initially will be across the west, as a couple of separate storm systems will bring rather widespread rain and snow across portions of the Pacific Northwest, the Great Basin, and into the Rockies. Heavy snow is expected for the higher terrain, including the Cascades, the Sierra Nevada, and the Central Rockies, where as much as an additional foot of snow may accumulate. Friday night and Saturday, the attention will then begin to dramatically shift to the plains and Mississippi Valley as a storm begins to develop across the central plains. The storm will deepen and begin to lift into the upper Midwest, with a swath of heavy snow developing and overspreading a large area of the Dakotas up into the Midwest. Strong winds will also be a factor with this storm, as snowfall amounts will reach up to a foot as we head into the northern plains and upper Midwest, where winter storm watches have been hoisted. Farther south and east, the concern will become heavy rainfall and severe weather as a significant northward advance of warm, moist air occurs ahead of the storm. Many areas of the mid to lower Mississippi Valley will see heavy rain and perhaps at least some localized threat of flash flooding through Saturday. However, there will be a stronger concern evolving for severe thunderstorms, especially from the Ark-La-Tex and Ozarks region east across the central and western Gulf Coast and parts of the Tennessee Valley. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/5 of a mile visibility in fog, 9 below zero, with a west wind at 59, gusting to 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 8 degrees, the dew point 0, 69% relative humidity, a variable wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.39 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 26 degrees, the low 4, the average temperature 15, that's 17 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of light snow, 4.4 inches of snow for the month, which is 1.2 above normal, and 51.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 1 inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 23. The record high 68 set in 2012, and the record low 2 below 0 in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening 5:53 p.m., 11 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the upper 30s to around 40. Snow moving in after midnight Saturday night and through sunrise on Sunday with a few inches possible before a changeover to a mixed variety of precipitation, then just plain rain on Sunday afternoon in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers Monday, windy, lower 40s. Mostly sunny and breezy on Tuesday in the mid-30s. Sunny, back to the lower 40s on Wednesday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.